Welcome to the Simplified Search Marketing Podcast. Are you ready to get better performance out of your digital marketing efforts? Do you want more from your current paid search or SEO strategy? You are in the right place. Let's get started. With solid information you can use, here is your host, digital marketing expert and author, Joe Balestrino.
This is Joe Balestrino, and welcome to episode 5 of the Search Marketing Podcast. And today I want to discuss, how much does it cost to manage Google Ads? Now, this is regardless of whether you're using an agency, if you're using an individual, if you're a small B2B company or a large B2C company, what are the payment structures that are available and which one will work best for your business? And so I'm going to outline those today, and I'll also reference an article that goes into more detail about this topic. But one thing I want to say before starting this is that whenever you work with someone, whether it's an agency or an individual, if it's a new campaign, you have to give things time to work, right? How Google Ads works is we collect data on keywords that we're advertising on, and then we take that data and we make decisions based on what the data tells us. So when you're paying management fees, it's also, you should keep in mind that you're not paying necessarily for how many hours somebody spends into the in the account, but the experience they bring to managing the account. So for example, if you make decisions too quickly, you could be doing more harm than good. If you're not giving the account enough time to run its course and give you the data that you need, or you're managing the account where you have too many keywords and not enough budget, that all goes to the manager's experience. And so when you work with an agency or a individual, you want to make sure that you take into account not just how much time is being put into managing the account, but also the experience that goes behind it, because that experience is worth money. And it also helps improve your account. I could make less changes in an account and get it to perform better than someone who's in the account every day making tweaks constantly, bid adjustments and pausing keywords and adding keywords to try to get it to perform, where a more experienced person knows that it's going to take some time to rev up. So that's just something to keep in mind when you're working with someone. Now, one of the most common fee structures is a percentage of spend. And spend means how much you're spending with Google Ads. The typical cost is usually around 15%. It could be 12%. Sometimes it's a percent of spend, say 15%, and then if you go over a certain amount, say $50,000, then they'll cut what their percentage is to maybe 12% or 13%. This, to me, is probably one of my least favorite pricing models for business owners, because you're paying based on how much you spend. So all the agency has to do to get paid more money is to turn around and say, well, you know, we'll just have this account spend some more money, we'll throw in some more keywords, ramp this up, increase the spend, and then we'll get more money that way. And I'm not saying that that's what agencies do. You would like to think that most of them are not doing that, but I can't say all of them are not doing that, because I've come across agencies that do that, that have that mentality. And as a business owner, spending more doesn't necessarily mean you're generating more business. So if an agency says, oh, if we spend X amount, we're going to automatically generate X amount of business, that's not necessarily true. So driving, you know, their cost based on how much you spend, to me, is not the way to go. And no one should really go with this model. You want to also look at if there's something that's tied to this. So in other words, some companies will charge you a percent of spend plus a fee, or they may charge you a flat fee, minimum, until you reach this amount in spend, in advertising spend. So it's up to you to decide. You might be able to negotiate what the percentage is based on how much you're spending, but to me, it's not the ideal way to go. A flat monthly rate is another structure. I use this one a lot myself. This is great for B2B companies, lead gen, where there's usually a fixed amount. Like, I know how much this account's budget is every month. It stays the same. I know I'm going to spend roughly the same amount of time every month. I know some weeks will be more than others, but I'm okay with a flat rate. And this is great for businesses that are doing lead gen or are on a low monthly fee, you know, monthly advertising spend. Maybe you're spending $3,000 or $5,000 a month, and it's nice to know that every month your bill is going to be X amount and there's no surprises. That's great. And that also works for e-commerce businesses too. If you're spending the same amount of money, you have the same amount of products, there's not a lot of change and fluctuation, then that works great, having a flat monthly rate. The other type is a percentage of revenue, which is my favorite because this ties in performance. So if some businesses will charge you anywhere from 1% to maybe 5% of what the amount of sales that they're generating for you. So if they generate $10,000 in sale, they're taking a commission. And they're taking between 1% to 5%. Again, you could probably negotiate some of these as you know, the revenue gets higher, maybe the percent gets lower that you give the agency. But this motivates them to do a really good job because the better performance they can get out of your campaign and the more money they can generate you, the more willing you will be to give them more money because they're generating more revenue for you. And sometimes this also comes with a minimum where, you know, they need to generate X amount of dollars in kickbacks or a flat monthly rate, whichever is higher, which is acceptable in most cases. So if you think about your business, and this usually works well for e-commerce, not so much for lead gen, because lead gen, you can't really quantify the leads right away to give them a value. So if you're running e-commerce, a percentage of revenue is really great. Now, some other things I want to talk about that you need to consider before even deciding what fee structure you go to. You have to choose an agency or an individual to manage your account. And one thing I want to caution you is be very, very wary of low management fees. Low management fees usually mean below $500. Just because in my experience, and I've been doing this almost 20 years, every time I take over or look at an account that was paying very low maintenance fees, it turns out that they weren't even being managed. Because if you're paying somebody $300 a month to manage even 30, 40 keywords and to do proper management like A/B testing, making advanced bid adjustments, adding new keywords, increasing bids on keywords, $300 a month is very little money. And most times, people are not even looking at these accounts. I go and look at the change history, and there hasn't been an account change in the account in months because it's just too low. It's not worth the person's time. And sometimes they'll just throw out a number hoping that it's low enough that you bite, but then to not really do anything because your expectations are probably low because you're not paying that much management fee. So if you're going to spend money in management, be prepared to pay at least $500 minimum. And that's if you're spending $50 to $100 a day. One thing I don't like to do is I don't personally take accounts where my management fee, my minimum management fee, is surpassing what your monthly budget is. So if you're spending, if you come to me and say, hey, Joe, I have a budget of, you know, $500 a month in advertising, I'm going to turn you away for two reasons. A, my minimum monthly management fee is above $500. And from my experience, I already know, regardless of what niche you're in, $500 a month, I should say, is not worth, it is not going to get you the results that you expect. You're not going to really get any results, because if you think about how low that is, you know, if you have a $20 a day budget, that might be 2 clicks, that might be 4 clicks, that could be 1 click depending on what industry you're in. And so if you don't have enough money to get good data, the campaign is going to perform poorly or not at all. And what happens is, I know this to be the case when someone comes to me and they say, oh, I've tried Google Ads and it doesn't work for me. And I'll ask them, why do you think it didn't work for you? Why didn't it work for you? And they'll say, well, I didn't get any results. And I'll ask them, well, what was your budget? Oh, we were testing $15 a day. $15 a day is not a test. A test is maybe $50 a day, maybe $100 a day, depending on your vertical. But if your budget is that low, you're not going to get any performance. So of course you're going to think that it's going to fail. So if you're thinking about doing a quote-unquote test with Google Ads, you still need to have a real budget. You know, you could narrow down your services or the products that you want to advertise to, but don't think a $10 a day budget on 5,000 products is going to get you some results to give you an idea of whether you should use it or not. I'm going to tell you right now, don't even bother. Save your money until you have enough budget to advertise 24 hours a day for at least 30 days or 60 days before even considering a test. Because for whatever you're willing to spend, if it's that low, $10 a day, it's not going to work for you. So avoid low management fees. Also, what you want to consider is there may be some setup costs that are involved. Now, you may say, well, I already have an account, Joe, so there's no setup involved there. Yeah, there could be. There's plenty of times I look at accounts and they're structured so poorly. There's one campaign with one ad group and all the keywords are in the ad group. That's not how you set up a campaign. So I would now have to restructure the campaign. So I would have to do the research, group the product, you know, group the keywords together accordingly, create 2 to 3 ads for each ad group, build the keywords in, build the site link extensions and all those other things that need to be done. And so you're going to get hit with a setup fee or a restructuring fee, unless the account's like really set up okay. And I can work with what's there and just clean it up. I usually won't charge a fee, but other agencies may charge you a fee to kind of revamp or restructure. There's also additional setup costs that might be involved, such as even this could be for a new campaign setup or an existing campaign. You may incur competitive research fees, keyword research, campaign creation, ad group creation. If you need ad creative designed, then that's going to be an additional cost. You may be charged the cost for setting up conversion tracking or call tracking. So these are things that are typically in addition to your monthly management fee. My last tip here for you is to make sure that you do your due diligence and make sure you work with an ethical company. And I've evaluated campaigns, really great campaigns from some really big top competitors, and a lot of, you know, regular campaign managers. But there are times when I come across really big companies who set up campaigns very poorly. They're not managing it at all. And a lot of times customers get roped into, oh, this is a top agency, that, you know, they have all these awards, or they have all these great things about them written. And a lot of times they don't understand, like, these awards, a lot of times you can pay to be included in this award, quote unquote award, and you're paying to be in it. And of course you get award a badge. I get emails all the time from these directories that say, hey, I'm the top PPC guy in my state for 2021. But how do you know that? You don't have any of my data. You don't see what kind of performance I'm getting from my clients. But you're sending me this badge, so I would put it on my website so that they can get people to go to their website and check out everyone. Because if you saw a badge on my site that said, oh, I'm the top PPC person in my state, and you're not from my state, you may go, oh, I wonder who's the top PPC company in my state? And then you leave my site to go check out their website to see who the top person is in your area. So it's a gimmick. So I'm not saying all awards are gimmicks, but you should be more concerned about testimonials, case studies, reviews, what people say about them. That's going to probably be more beneficial than looking at what awards that they have on their websites. And like I said earlier, if your budget is too small, an ethical company will tell you that your budget is too small and turn you away. They won't waste your time and say, oh, we'll take your $300 a month budget, charge you $500 to manage it. They should already know that it's going to fail. But time and time again, I see these businesses just scoop up whatever business they can get, onboard a client knowingly. If they don't know, they shouldn't be in business, but knowingly take your business knowing that it's going to fail. Or they're optimistic and say, oh yeah, sure, we can run with this small budget. We're okay with charging you almost double what you're going to spend on Google Ads for management. And all of that should not make any sense to you. Why would you want to spend more in management than you are in advertising? It just, to me, it's not worth it. And I would just turn the business away, because my job really for you coming to me is to make sure that I'm providing you the best service possible. I have businesses that come to me all the time. They say, oh, our business is struggling. We can't get PPC to perform. And I'm not going to take on the client if I don't think I can do a good job for them, because that's not really ethical. If I took that client on knowing that I probably couldn't do anything just to get the money from them for a month or two, knowing that they wouldn't stay on, why would I bother either taking it? I would come back with recommendations. I would say you would need a bigger budget, or we need to cut back or do something. And if they really wanted to work with me, then I would say, you know, there's no guarantees, but in my opinion, this is probably not going to work, and here's the reason why. And if I still don't think that it's going to work, I just turn down the work and just tell them to save money until they can, until they have enough budget to kind of take on, to have enough budget to manage the amount of keywords or services or products that we want to promote. Now, when you talk with companies about PPC management, you want to ask them a couple of things before you sign. Outside of what the management fee is, you really want to know, what does monthly management look like? How often is somebody going to be looking at your account? And as I said earlier, it's not always about how many changes you make, but knowing when to make the changes. But you still want to know, how often does somebody look at the account, not necessarily make changes. Is it daily? Is it weekly? Is it every few days? Is it once a month? You want to have an idea of how well maintained your campaign is going to be. You want to know who is managing the account. A lot of times the person selling you the service is not the person doing the work. So sometimes there's this overselling, like, oh, we can do great results. It doesn't matter what your budget is. We can do this. But then the person who gets handed the account really doesn't know anything that the salesperson says. And so you may be, unintentionally being sold a bait and switch, where the salesman's promising more than the person managing the account can deliver. And you also want to know, this person, who is this person? Is it the same person managing the account every time? Is it a team of people? Is it a person and software? Is it just software doing the work? Like, what are you getting for your money? What is the experience of the person managing the account, right? If somebody's in your account every other day and it's a different person, then the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. There could be a lot of overriding changes or mixed strategies that are into play, and that's not good. So you want to make sure that there's somebody who's managing your account, who's your account manager, who's going to be the only person making the changes to your account. Whether they use software or not, it's your preference. Software isn't necessarily bad, but I wouldn't leave anything to 100% automation, because automation eventually breaks down. So if there's some combination of a human being reviewing things, because a computer learning can't always decipher the meanings behind words. So, for example, I have a client who sells, who puts photos on metal. And sometimes people Google metal prints. And when they Google metal prints, they're usually thinking of a print that's already existing, like Las Vegas or the beach, the Bahamas. They want a metal print of something that already exists, which is not the same thing. So the word prints could have different meanings depending on what word comes before or after it. And automation doesn't know that. And so you want to make sure that there's a real person behind it. You also want to know, are you going to get reports? How easily accessible is this person? If you have a question, how do you get in touch with this person? Can you send them a message on Slack or email? Or do you have to put it into a queue? Do you have to call? Like, what's the communication with the person? And when do you get reports? And what's the process? Is there a call? Is it just a report? Sometimes agencies will charge you more for that added accessibility to the account manager. So you want to check in and ask them, like, what's included in my plan? How often can I reach out? How often can I get an update? Usually it's going to be monthly. Sometimes they'll let you send emails to client to the rep and say, hey, what's going on? I noticed this and that. So you want to ask so you know what you're getting for your money so that you're not discouraged, because the last thing you want to do is invest money in somebody to do something for you and then the expectation is not there. Now you've invested money that now you're going to try to pull out or get out of. If you're in a contract, you'll have to break it because you didn't ask the right questions. Now, there may be some services that are included or not included with your Google Ads management that you want to consider, like call tracking. Call tracking sometimes is included, sometimes it's not. If it's not included and you need call tracking, it's going to be an additional cost. Any kind of landing page creation, probably be an additional cost. If you need design services for banner ads or something like that, that's going to be an additional cost. And if you're running on Bing and Yahoo outside of Google, there may also be an additional cost to that. So you want to make sure that you ask all the questions before paying your management fee, and that might reflect how much you pay in management fees. If you need display ads created every month, the cost of that management fee is going to go up. So make sure you ask the right questions. And hopefully this podcast has helped you decide which way to go. If you decide to go with a percentage of spend, which I don't advise, or a percentage of revenue, which is always a good idea if you're doing e-commerce and you can get a good percentage rate, it's well worth it. Or is it a flat monthly fee? If you're on a tight budget, you know, that's always a good way to go. And if you have any questions or you want me to answer questions here on the podcast, you can email me at joe@joeballestrino.com, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Simplified Search Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you like the show, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Join us next time for another episode of the Simplified Search Marketing Podcast.